An ancient skeleton in an underwater cave is shedding new light on how the earliest Americans got here. A Seattle-area scientist led the analysis. KPLU health and science reporter Gabriel Spitzer has more.
They call her Naya. She was probably about 16, a forager living in Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. One day, she ventured into a cave when the floor gave out. She plunged maybe 100 feet, died, and remained there for at least 12,000 years.
It's the most complete female Paleo-American skeleton, period.
James Chatters heads the Bothell-based company Applied Paleoscience. He's famous for his work with the 9,000-year-old remains of Kennewick Man. He says Naya offered the chance to probe a big open question about how the Americas were first populated. Modern DNA analysis suggests Native Americans are descended from migrants who crossed what's now the Bering Strait. But there was a problem. Ancient Americans just didn't look like modern natives.
An extreme difference between the earliest human skeletons from the Americas and the later peoples of the Americas seemed to suggest that there might be an alternative earlier migration that could have come in.
Naya had that distinct look of the ancients, long skull, narrow face, and she had, in one of her molars, a little bit of DNA. Chatters and his collaborators tested it and found Naya did descend from those Bering Strait migrants, not some other group that, say, canoed over from Polynesia. That suggests ancient Americans and modern Native Americans sprung from the same original population. The findings are published in the journal Science. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.